a delicate princess.
I'm an orc barbarian.
It's me, Salsa.
And I'm Jenna.
No. Greetings, Afro Posse. Buckle up for the sex. It's the Afro Posse podcast.
With your hosts.
Salsa.
James.
An orc barbarian.
An orc barbarian named James.
And a delicate princess.
Jesus Christ. We're all here.
We did it. We're in the same space.
We're in the same physical space.
Salsa continues to exist.
I do.
You have to smell my fart
as much
I'm here.
As much as everybody was hoping that I would be replaced. I'm back.
Thought about it.
Yep.
I mean, Robbo was looking pretty good for a bit there.
He is a handsome lad.
Nobody's gonna say you're wrong there.
No.
But I'm back, and we're gonna drink something, and I'm regretting coming back already.
Yes!
We're gonna drink some bullshit?
Yeah, we're drinking bullshit.
Jack Daniel's Southern Peach. Contains alcohol.
Okay.
Premium flavored malt beverage with natural flavors and certified colors added.
It's the contains alcohol.
Contains alcohol.
It's in there, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Well, touché. I mean...
It's honestly not the worst thing.
I've definitely had worse.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's not good.
Of the three we've had so far, probably the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hands down.
At least it's...
Now what?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No. Keep them down. There you go.
Drinking is going to be so hard, everybody.
Good boy.
Suck it.
Oh, all right.
I didn't say you could stop.
But I got what I wanted out of you.
Go ahead, you two.
Yeah, because you're gonna be talking to the end of time.
Yeah.
Once we get to
a bit to say.
Friday did the Brown Lake Bowl block party. Ran into some gays, then there were some more gays. A friend of mine came out. Mm-hmm. To the block party and out as a person. Yeah, I know, right?
Aww.
Came out as a person?
Yes, hello, I am a person.
Rather than a duvet, as we'd all assume.
Yeah.
No.
I am perfectly normal American human.
Well, I mean, their coming out was like, I don't know what exactly I am. Yeah. I don't really like labels, but I'm definitely not hetero. I'm like, great, cool, done.
Swell.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Just whatever you want to do to actualize yourself. Fuck it. That's the point. And then had partying and people over. And then we did a Gentacular on Saturday after being up.
Hungover.
Until,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, so hungover. We had... Gentacular the next day. Mm-hmm. We were going to do waffles. And then the waffle maker was broken.
Fuck.
Rude.
Seriously. Then we just got, Joe got some toaster pastries and was like, here we go.
Yeah, honestly.
You know what?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
When you're hungover, that's fine.
Yeah.
When life gives you lemons... Put them in with vodka and
yes,
make limoncello.
Yep.
Yeah. It was a very busy weekend. I also got my COVID booster.
Mm.
And so I am run the fuck down a day.
Yeah.
And I have been working on room party stuff for Convergence, which is imminent.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rest of the week off. People mm-hmm. are like, oh, that's going to be so nice and relaxing
nope.
for you. And I'm like, no.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's Yep, that's me. Done.
I took Monday off of work because I told my boss that I was going to be working every day this holiday. Yeah, and that I needed a weekend and some time off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So there's that. Yeah, mixed in with my usual loafing, I tried to get down to some more serious languor.
I heard anger at first, and I was like, I don't know that I want to see this side of James.
I'm more impressed that you have different gradations of relaxation.
When I give myself so little time to relax, you really have to.
Oh no, absolutely! I'm just very impressed that you have a loaf and you have a languor. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what other gradations of relaxation do you contain?
There's the ever present just gravity. Local gravity is too high. Yeah,
the collapse.
Yes. Yeah.
Familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A sort of nova, in that I do not move in a Spanish way.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of that. But we also got other things done, like picking up... fuck, there was a whole adventure just to find a coat. It made complete sense to me that I would go thrifting for a coat, and Jax was very excited about the idea of thrifting to go find a coat for a costume for Convergence. And we both realized the error immediately
that you
once we stepped inside.
Right. You have extremely broad shoulders and tall torso and...
Completely aside from that.
Really?
It's summertime?
It's summer.
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
So, yeah, we ended up doing a lot of other things, but I said, you know, maybe I'll just search Facebook Marketplace for something. It's got to be good for something, right? You know? Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That's where I found a tape recorder when I needed one, desperately.
Yeah.
And they said, I've actually been doing that while we were talking. And I've found you four different coats to go look at.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
We drove all the fucking way to Burnsville in this traffic. And
economy?
It was the first place that, right? So there were a series of coats at decreasing adjacency.
There was a series of coats.
Yes. And one of them was all the way in fucking Wisconsin. Another one was in Hugo. Another one was in Burnsville. And then, of course, there was one in St. Paul. So the first one that we went to go see was... in Burnsville, which was like fucking 40 minutes away from where we were. 45 minutes away, yeah. And it turns out that was the one. That was a great call. Yeah. Yeah. So we did end up driving, you know, fully pretty fucking close to 2 hours to get down there. But we also got the right one. And it was like it was $50, but it's a very nice coat.
So it's not just going to be for costume purposes. You will also utilize it for...
Possibly.
Oh.
Possibly. I used to have a trench coat when I was in high school before a very particular event happened.
Sure, yeah.
And then I
said no
wearing a trench coat.
Let's not do that.
Shortly after. Because I figured, you know, like, hey, I'm exempt from that. And then someone was like, you're scaring people. And I was like, that's not what I want.
Nope.
Mm.
Yeah. No. So, this is a very long coat. So I don't know how much use I'm going to get out of it, aside from costume purposes, but I think there are a lot of different costumes.
There's a lot of costume purposes. I'm sure you could get away with it at Fest, too.
Probably, yeah.
I also feel like the trench coat no longer has that connotation for as many people.
Yeah. Well, and this one's like a chocolate brown duster instead of a trench coat proper.
Yeah, yeah.
My trench coat was a black leather trench coat.
Yeah, yeah.
And this was before The Matrix. This was before the event. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, no, I stuff, feel yeah. like the connotations therein have waned with time.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah, I... this person insisted on cash. And I understood immediately when we pulled up to the driveway because there were no fewer than two signs that mentioned God. And there were a lot of huge trucks in the driveway. And they looked like they got used, which is a change. Like, that's... Oh, like okay.
They weren't pristine, yeah.
Right, yeah. It seems like they actually, like, get driven places for fun
things. Not trucks
for
decoration and... insecure dicks.
Right. And then... yeah, then a bunch of signs saying, you know, we have cameras, you are being surveilled.
Surveilled?
When you come onto this property, you are being recorded,
sure.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Paranoid.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I understand why this person doesn't want me to pay them by an app.
Yeah.
Immediate understanding. But this, like, he was very cool, like, very chill. Yeah, definitely like a crusty old biker, in a good way. Mm-hmm. Probably someone that I would enjoy getting a beer with, but probably someone who votes differently than I do.
Right.
But yeah, I came. He was like, "So do you have cash?" And I was like, "I wanted to make sure it would fit first." And he goes, "Oh, okay. Well, how long is it going to take you?" And I was like, "Where's the closest cash machine?" And that cash machine ended up not working.
Oh no.
So there was, again, a more adventure. And what we discovered is that you don't go into an Aldi on a weekend before a holiday. That's on me. That's my mistake.
Yeah.
I fucked that up. It was difficult to navigate full aisles. There were some that I walked down and then turned around and went the other way. Just because, like, if it was one or two people and I could be like, oh, sorry, I gotta get, you know,
excuse me.
I don't mean to, like, push
excuse
past.
Me. Excuse
I'm just gonna
pardon
scooch
me
on by you,
pardon
yeah.
Excuse me.
But when it's, you know...
Just gonna sneak past you there.
30 fucking people in every aisle.
Yeah.
No, probably not.
Everybody move!
Get all the way to the register. I got some beverages or something, because usually it asks you if you want to get cash. And I was like, well, this is fine, right?
Do it this way, yep.
Yeah. Did not ask me.
Well, at least you got some beverages.
Whole process. Yeah, that was the saving grace. And I was going to get back in line in order to... Because he was like, oh, yeah, we'll just try again. But, you know, go to the back of the line. And I got... And more people had... And I just went, yeah, you know what? If I have to forge that money, I fucking will. It will be a faster process. So, yeah, checked a couple of different gas stations and some banks and stuff, and finally found one that was open that would accept my card that had cash. And, like, holy fuck.
What
yeah
are they doing to ATMs in Burnsville?
I do not know, but I suspect that... That they probably had, like, the ATM version of a bank run before,
sure,
you know, local fairs and fireworks and all of the fucking everything else. So, yeah, I showed back up with the $50. He was hopping off of his mower and walked past a dune buggy. And I was like, oh, that looks cool as hell. Is that a 73 Super Bug? And he goes, good eye, it's a 72. And I went, nice. He said, I'm selling it. And I said... I gotta fix
hold
my
on,
garage
I gotta
first
go back to Aldi.
Yeah, a few, like, several conflicting answers happened all at once, and I said, I'd have to fix my garage first, which is true. Yeah. And he said, yeah, me too. Here's your coat. Thanks. You want the hanger? No, they multiply when I put them in dark closets alone. He went, I get that too. Have a good one. Yeah, have a happy fourth. Bye. Yeah. Walked away with a duster. It's nice. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good coat. Nice. I'm looking forward to it. That is for my Hohenheim of Light cosplay from Full Metal Alchemist. For those people who are familiar, and I guess those people who are unfamiliar and have Google, you have the tools at hand. So, Yeah, that was kind of my big adventure, and I just was like fucking wrung out from being that close to so much humanity in several locations.
Sure.
Just yeah, like not. But did not want more. Mm. Yeah. But we're in full swing getting ready for con. And feel a lot better having at least one cosplay ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that leaves me, huh?
Yeah. Have you been up to anything over the past few weeks?
Well, I was actually going to say maybe we should just take our break now.
Ooh.
I kind of figured that once we got to you, you were just going to go for like an hour.
I've done a lot of stuff and it's been a while, so I think let's take a break.
We can take a break.
But don't worry, folks. Salsa always gets straight to the point with no fucking around.
Yep.
In his stories, so I'm sure this will be quick and delightful.
Yeah.
But you don't have to take my word for it.
Ba-dum-bum!
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, Apropos of Nothing. You could follow us on Twitter, at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I was born weird too, but if it's getting recorded, I don't want that on the record.
And we're back. I'm so sorry.
Look, we all say a lot of things. I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
God damn.
And we were all born weird.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Salsa.
Oh, baby, I was born this way.
Hey, James.
Yes.
That's all I know of that song.
Oh. All right, then. Hey, Salsa.
Yeah.
The fuck have you been up to?
I've been up to a lot of shit. Okay, so. All
right, I'm going to clock out for the next hour. You can step on.
Jenna will just slowly come to a realization later and just, like, in school when you've not been paying attention and the teacher calls on you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sorry, what?
I made a lot of friends on the football team.
27.
Because I sat next to a few of them in math class, and I would just full-on clock out and play Game Boy or fall asleep. And then the teacher would call on me, and I would get the answer right. Then she'd say, how did you come to that answer? And I'd be like, it's the right one?
Because you asked me a question, and I answered it.
What's right. The... Yeah. She goes, but you have to show your work. And it's like, is the answer correct?
Yeah.
Is the...
Yeah, no, I...
Which I understand
the
now.
Show your
is
work
the...
is also a frustration for me. I had a teacher who you couldn't do more than one step at a time. You couldn't, like, do two steps. You had to
that's
do
gross.
Every single step to show that you understood every single step. And it was like, am doing two steps at the same time, it shows I really understand the steps, doesn't it? No.
Mm-mm.
No, apparently not.
I had a math teacher send me, put me in detention and, like, send me out of the room because I had found a shortcut in one of the... Yeah.
I had the opposite. I had a science teacher in fifth grade who forced me to stay after and copy down every single word that was written on the board because you had to write down every single word that was written on the chalkboard, and I never did because I read it.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Nope. No, I had to. And so I had to prove to her every day that I had written everything down before I could leave.
Wow.
So that leads me to I was in South Dakota.
Oh, what? Where you grew up.
Yeah. Actually, this drive was 2 hours longer than my drive to, like, Omaha, but it didn't feel like it. Because most of it was driving through terrain that I grew up in.
Oh, sure.
So it was just I know where I am. And I know...
The woods where he once hunted
wild gazelles. It's not like driving for 5 hours through Iowa, you know? It was like
pooping in a ditch.
There's things here, yeah. But yeah, no, I headed out there on a Friday, took the whole day to drive out. It was lovely. Got out there in the Black Hills. I did the Black Hills Renaissance Festival. It's only like 3-4 years old now. It's still a very young festival, but they are rapidly expanding.
Nice.
They are looking for more land to hold it in. They have, you know, they have the city of Leeds, South Dakota, like Chamber of Commerce, was like the people who were putting it on.
Yeah.
Like, so
that might be difficult. When I think of South Dakota, I think crowded.
Yeah. No, it was good. It's and the site was gorgeous out in the Black Hills. First tangent.
Bing.
Everybody all the fucking place out there. Are you familiar with UTVs?
This sounds familiar.
I had to take a pill.
Yep, exactly. Thank you. Okay. I knew you were going to make that joke.
Okay.
This is a utility tech vehicle or something like that. It is like the unholy union of an ATV and a golf cart.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And they are awesome.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they are. Desperately want one. I didn't know they existed before, but now I desperately want one.
Oh my
just
god! Yeah,
pottering around your
property.
Just
it's like a big ATV or a golf cart on speed. They look.
Are these the ones
fantastic.
With the tri tracks?
No. Okay. No. These are just they're four wheelers, but they look like mini dune buggies.
Yeah.
They look
awesome. Like a rooftop and a
but like. Yeah. All over the place in the Black Hills, there are places to rent these. So they're just like you're driving down through the hills, and there's every 5 minutes you pass a sign that's like UTV rental over here, and you're just like, I want one of those.
Yeah. How do I tell my wife that I sold our car
and the camper
for a UTV?
Yeah. But yeah, no, I desperately want one. Anyway. Google it. You'll see what I mean. Yeah. Anyway, we get out there and it's a fantastic site, and the people in charge are very lovely. One of them is from here in Minnesota, who also has to make that drive out there. I was like, I've got a pop-up camper and I need a place to put it, they're just like, so do I. We've got you covered.
All right.
Nice.
It was really good. It was at a resort and lodge place out there, so they have like the main lodge with like a restaurant, and then like a series of rooms out one wing, and then over here is like RV parking and stuff like that. So one of those kinds of places. But we had
and there's the blood elevator and the creepy twins.
Yes, exactly. So they had like their pavilion, which is where I performed at. It was kind of their main stage, if you will. And then they had like some jousters tucked into the back, and then the middle area was obviously like all the marketplace and stuff like that. It was a great little festival. The people in charge seem to have their heads on straight.
That is a critical difference.
Yeah, they know that they're new at this.
Okay.
And I was actually one of their first, like, professional acts.
Oh. I love how you put that in quotes.
It makes me deeply uncomfortable to call myself a professional act. But anyway. It
makes us uncomfortable, too.
But no, but like their first 3 years or so, they've been using local talent.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
And the local talent's very green. But also, they're very much learning how this whole Renaissance Festival thing works.
Yeah.
You know? And so I come in and I'm like, I've been doing this for 20 years. Looking around, this is what you need to do. This is, you know, you don't have a lot of street. Get some street out there. Mm-hmm. That otherwise, right now, it's just a farmer's market and funny clothing. You know, you need some entertainment. You know, this is what you know, just kind of like things I spotted throughout the day whenever I'd bring. You know, it was never like a, you know, you're doing this wrong. And they were just like, fuck you for, you know, it was just like, I noticed a thing that would make this better. And they were like, yes, tell us more. They, and they like, they had like a, an open spreadsheet on their phones. So like, I would say something and they'd be like, oh, and they'd pull out their phone.
Suggestions from assholes.
Exactly. Yeah. But they were just like, we want to learn. We know that we're not, you know, we've, like, the person who started all of this was like, I've been to Renaissance festivals, but I never ran a Renaissance festival, right. So I don't know what I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Step one, care about us a lot less.
Bingo.
That's step two, underpay us.
Yeah.
Step three.
But it was, they absolutely wanted to learn, and they were just like, we want to go all in. We want to not, you know, be too cautious at this. We want to dip our feet into this and make this as big as we can. And nice. The market's definitely there. There's nothing out there as far as Renaissance Festival goes.
Or really much of anything else.
Sure.
Too.
But I mean, like out here in Minneapolis and over the border in Wisconsin, there's like six Renaissance festivals throughout the course of the summer.
Yeah.
Out there, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So that one festival, that's where everybody goes.
That was what we ran into with anime cons. Yeah.
Exactly. Their attendance has just gone up every year.
That's
and
fucking
so they're
awesome.
They're like, we wanna make this bigger and bigger.
That's fantastic.
No, I enjoyed it immensely. So it was about 10 minutes away from Deadwood. So the festival also, they opened at 11 every day.
All right.
They went from 11 to 7 on Saturday. And so, like, I woke up and, like, had breakfast and then...
Like, I'm not even going to be hungover by the time this place opens.
I'm very confused by this entire thing.
No, I woke up and had breakfast and then played some video games and then went to Deadwood. and then came back and got dressed and I was still ready for opening game.
Fuck.
Yeah. My first show wasn't until 12:30.
God
like,
damn!
I literally went to Deadwood on Saturday morning.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
but yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, got to see Deadwood. Growing up in South Dakota, Deadwood is one of those places that you learn about in history class in fifth grade. You know. So, like, all of the stuff that they talk, you know, Calamity Jane and Wild Buffalo Bill, Wild Bill Hickok, but also, like, Potato Creek Johnny and...
Oh.
Yeah, Potato Creek Johnny. He found the largest gold nugget ever found, possibly ever?
Wow.
At least in the Black Hills, but maybe in all of America?
Which is saying something, even if it's just in the Black Hills, because the Black Hills...
Yeah.
Like, that is their primary export.
Yep.
That is the thing they do.
Black Hills gold is huge.
Yeah.
And back in the time of, you know, when Deadwood was at its heyday, during the Black Hills gold rush, Potato Creek Johnny found at Potato Creek, oddly enough... A giant gold nugget as big as his fucking fist.
Yeah, I presumed that he was related to Johnny Appleseed.
Ah.
Yeah.
But, like, even people like the madam at the brothel.
They're on the same family tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's a YouTuber. The...
fuck.
Sigh. But anyway, and the weather was fantastic. At one point on Sunday, we did have a little overcast and it started to rain. It started to sprinkle.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it might clear up. Cause like it was raining on us, but you looked to the west and there was clear sky.
Gotcha.
So it was just like, that's coming at us. And hopefully in like 20 minutes when my show starts, that will have reached us.
Yeah.
And then, like, 18 minutes later, it suddenly started to hail.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
For 30 seconds.
Huh.
And then the sky was completely clear.
Well.
And I did my show.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Just like, hello, we're gonna do this for a moment.
Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I got over to the Mount Moriah Cemetery in Deadwood, which is where all the famous people are buried. Seth Bullock and you know, people like that. Madame Dufresne, the madam at the brothel, and you know, which when you're in fifth grade and you're learning about famous people and they Madame Dufresne's one of them, they're just like, yeah, she was a person who was famous. Just go with it.
Yeah. Google it when that's invented.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The saw the grave of John McClintock, who was the guy who wrote the book, literally wrote the book. That's why we know about half of these people.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Like Prairie Living or something, like, I can't remember the exact name of the book, but like just he was living in Deadwood and he wrote this book about the characters.
Either get
in
busy
Deadwood.
Prairie Living or get busy Prairie Dying.
But that's, yeah, so all of that. Got to go into a gold mine.
Nice.
I went into the Broken Boot gold mine.
It's such a weird thing. The tour that we did of the Black Hills gold, that they're talking about, like, when people leave for the day, they have to shower in the facility to a standard.
Yep.
To make sure that they aren't accidentally or purposely
got gold dust in their hair,
leaving
and shit
with
like
company gold dust.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. This was an old mine, like I've done the modern gold mine tour when I was younger. And yes, you have to literally shower to leave, and they collect your shower. Yeah.
And at first, I was like, "That seems really fucking petty." And then they were like, "We've recovered over $1 million a year in gold dust through that." And I was like,
"Yeah,
oh,
yeah."
Oh. All right, free shower. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But yeah, okay. just those little flecks of gold that get into your hair and in your pores adds up.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Black Hills Gold is, again, growing up in South Dakota, Black Hills Gold was like the gold standard for jewelry. Like,
sure, yeah.
And it was that grape leaves, you know, motif that they do that you could see somebody with earrings and just be like, that's Black Hills Gold right there. But yeah, no, the gold mine was very cool.
Gotcha.
You know, it was a old defunct mine.
Did you get to hold the canary?
No, the canary was dead. It did have three eyes though. But just go in and like the ground is graphite in there, you know?
What?
Yeah. It was like, you're digging through graphite. So it's very, very crumbly.
Nothing to write home about.
Yeah. Wow. So they would dig like 3 feet into it a day.
Yeah.
And pull everything out. And there's fool's gold in there too.
Sure.
And you can't tell fool's gold from real gold by candlelight. You got to get it out in the sunlight.
Yeah.
So you like dig a tunnel 3 feet deep and then you get all that stuff and take it outside. And then you sift through it and you see if you found anything.
Yeah.
And if you found a seam, then you expand on it. But otherwise, you keep digging through it and stuff
like
that.
I suppose, yeah.
But yeah, very cool.
That
very
is
cool
wild.
Stuff. We got way in there and then he lit a candle and turned off like the electric lights so we could see what it was like.
That's
for a miner.
Oh, awesome. My God.
And then he was like, you want to see how dark it is without the candle? And we're like, yes. And it's fucking black in there.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because there is zero light at all. And these miners would be working literally by candlelight. And you got a candle a day.
Yeah.
And it was like, did they not use lanterns? And it was like, nope, those are too expensive.
I could see that.
They gave you a candle.
Yeah. Huh.
And this is insane. So they would use these giant chisels and a big sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
Which you can't operate as an individual. This is a two-person job.
Mm-hmm.
So one person hold the chisel, and the other person would have the sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And the guy holding the chisel, it's dark in there.
Yes.
Everything's black. The wall is black.
Yeah.
And the chisel is black.
Yeah.
So even by candlelight, you can't really see where the end of the chisel is.
Yeah.
So the guy holding the chisel would put his thumb on the end of the chisel. And the guy with the hammer would aim for his thumb because he could see it. And they just had to communicate and he would be just like, all right, I'm swinging, 1, 2, 3, boom. And they just had to know and communicate when he would move his thumb out of the way.
That's when you extra, like, okay, is it 1, 2, 3, go?
Yeah. Or one, is it 1, 2, 3, one, hit, or 1, 2, 3, and then hit?
Or 1, 2, 3, go, hit, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, he would, because otherwise it was just black on black, and you without that, you'd hit the other guy's wrist with a sledgehammer.
Oh, sure,
and
yeah.
You're swinging.
You break his fucking arm. Yeah,
you're swinging full on, because you got to impale this chisel into the dirt, you know, so you're fucking swinging for the hills, and his thumb is there, and it's again candlelight, so you can't really see it coming. So you just have to talk to each other and be really good at communicating. When am I moving my thumb?
insanity, absolute insanity.
And they didn't even have matches. Because the mines were so damp, they would actually ruin the matches.
Sure, I could see that.
And so if
it was long before they were wax sealing them.
Exactly. Yeah. So if your candle went out, you had to walk back to the entrance in the dark.
Oh my God.
To relight your candle.
Couldn't somebody lend you?
No, you got one candle.
No, I mean to relight.
Oh, if there was more of you back there, then yes. But if you were working by yourself... You had to walk back to the entrance. Because, again, the people who owned the mine were in the business of making money, and you were an undocumented, you know, German immigrant or a Chinese, you know, and they weren't going to give you money or, you know, safe working conditions.
Right.
So,
But OSHA.
Yeah. About that.
Mm. It's a landlocked area.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it was genuinely really, really interesting. And like I said, just kind of getting into the visitor center and learning about some of the famous people of Deadwood's time was pretty cool. I wish there was a way to give you more information. Hey, I know. I've got this. Mm-hmm. What do you know about Deadwood?
Cowboys?
What I have seen on television.
Yeah. What is Deadwood famous for?
Shooting and people and the like Calamity Jane.
Yep. And saloons. What do they do in saloons?
Drink
and
shoot and play cards.
Play cards. Look at that.
Oh, we got there. Yes.
This is amazing. They are Deadwood playing cards. The Deadwood and each card has historical facts on them.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
I love this. Thank you.
Yeah.
And this tin is great.
I know the tin is pretty cool too. Yeah.
And it coordinates with my house, so...
Ooh! But you'll be able to learn about the famous individuals from Deadwood.
Oh, that's super sweet.
Cards on Seth Bullock and Potato Creek Johnny and Calamity Jane and all of them in there. Yep. So, you're welcome.
Awesome, thank you.
So, that's what I did. And then I drove home on a Monday and went back to work for a very short period of time because I was immediately going to leave again to a place you may have heard of it called California.
Not satisfied with seeing one gold rush area.
Yeah, went out to Los Angeles with brought my family
oh,
this time.
That was kind of you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was kind of something. brought my family out to Los Angeles. We went to
Orlando, California.
Universal Studios Hollywood.
Hey.
Why? Because that's where Mario World is.
Hell yes.
And
we wanted to take my son to Mario World, and me too.
Yeah, you're like, at the checkout with three Lego sets, and they're like,
really?
Oh, your kid's real lucky, and you're like,
my kids. No, definitely my son was the major impetus for this.
Sure, sure.
But also... come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I told my son, because my son was like, yeah, I love Mario. And I was like, I've literally been playing since I was your age. So. Got out there. So we landed bright and fucking early on Monday. Like real fucking early. We woke up at 3:30 to get on the plane.
Yeah.
And so we flew out there, got there at like 9 a.m.
So that's not even a red eye. That's a closed eye.
Yeah. Got there at roughly 9 a.m. California time. Got out there. We went straight to the beach. Went to Venice Beach. Just went swimming in the ocean. My kids have now frolicked in both the Atlantic and the Pacific.
And I've never seen either.
I know. So my kids are doing better than you, Jenna.
You know what? congratulations on being a better dad than mine.
No, this
low
was
low bar.
Lower your bar.
This was actually my wife's first time seeing the Pacific as well. So, Atlantic many times, but yep, first time getting that far. Until we got married, like she had never been west of Minnesota. Like that just was not a thing that that whenever they were on vacation, they would go east. You know, they would go to Pennsylvania or DC or Europe. They never went westward. So. So her first time in the Pacific as well. But it was great. It was, you know, went swimming in the Pacific. This is going to sound stupid, but until I dove in, I forgot that it was salty. I came up that first time and went, oh, salty. Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's a fucking ocean. Yeah, exactly. Real smart on my part. We got done swimming, and we head over to La Brea Tar Pits.
Oh.
That was really fucking cool.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Like, almost, scientifically, yes.
Like, almost cooler than Universal Studios was.
Universal Studios has fake dinosaurs.
But La Brea Tar Pits was also not dinosaurs, Ice Age.
Ooh.
Well, then.
But anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was really, really fucking cool. It's in the middle of the city. Like, fucking in the middle of the city. You think of La Brea Tar Pits, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's all out on the outskirts or something.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You know, the Minnesota Zoo is kind of out there on the suburbs. Yeah, there. Dab in the middle of the city.
Huh.
It's really, really cool. They've got, like, a tar lake out there, and then they've got this, like, green, and then they've got...
And it wasn't until Salsa dove in that he was like, oh, right, it's tar! Of course.
They've got this beautiful, like, park area, and then the visitor center. And we went through the visitor center, and we were, you know, learning about all the different things. I learned the difference between a mammoth and a mastodon.
The spelling, or
no, like the actual, like, what is the difference between them?
I think the mammoth has a lot more hair than a mastodon.
It's,
is that correct?
It's shorter and stouter, and they also have different teeth. A mammoth has elephant teeth, like the flat, like kind of ridged teeth that you think of with an elephant tooth. Whereas a mastodon actually had like pointed teeth. Huh. Like, mastodon teeth looked fucking evil.
I suppose the difference in vegetation would be you would need a lot more, like, tearing and...
Yeah, they ate twigs and branches and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, they had different teeth.
And, granola cereals. And
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
But, yeah, we're going through there, and we, you know, one of the things we learned was that in most places where you find fossil records... you're going to find more plant eaters.
Sure.
There's more of them out there.
It has to be.
In general.
Yeah.
Right? At the La Brea Tar Pits, they have way more predators. Like, by a factor of 10.
Weird.
And that is because one plant eater would get stuck in the pit, and that would attract every predator.
Huh.
Who would then get also stuck.
And the aliens who are versus the predators.
Yeah. So many predators. Mm-hmm. Direwolves. Mm. They have over, I'm not fucking joking, this is not an exaggeration, over 1,500 direwolf skulls.
Jesus.
Yeah. Because, and here's the thing about the La Brea Tar Pits. When you think about the tar pits, you think of this lake of goo, right?
Sure.
Here's the thing. It was more akin to, like, a marshy area. The goo was only roughly 6 inches deep.
Hmm.
But that's all it took to trap these animals so they couldn't move.
Yeah. Like, if you've ever accidentally stepped in, like, the tar of
just a like really muddy
road
day.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it'll pull your boot off. Yeah. But, like, they would get stuck in roughly 6 inches of this tar.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. It wasn't like this deep lake that
can, like, drown in.
Yeah, it was you could walk far enough into it before you got stuck that you were just stuck now.
Jeez.
And so
a new thing to be afraid of.
Yeah.
Right.
So it would be this shallow little just kind of boggy area. And so they'd get out there and then they would die and they would starve to death. And so they would, collapse, and that would slowly sink into the ground and slowly get covered up by tar.
Oh, yeah.
And then it would repeat itself. So these bones, they're not even fossils, they're bones.
Wow. Oh, I suppose. Nothing.
Because they've been preserved.
Decomposed. Yeah.
Yeah. They're bones.
Yeah.
Are on top of each other. Like, if you take a block of asphalt that is like 2 feet thick,
sure,
you're going to find hundreds of bones. It's not like one over there, God one over there, damn. One over there. They're stacked on top of each other,
I suppose,
because they just keep the next batch and the next batch and the next batch. So they're finding these bones, and that's why they're able to find 1500 direwolf bones alone in like a couple city blocks, because it just everything stacks up on top of each other. So you get this block of asphalt, and it is fucking full of bones.
Many scientists regard this as nature's first attempt at traffic.
So you get out there, and we were nearing the end of like our loop through the museum, and we were about ready to go when a tour started. And we're like, we're fucking getting in on this.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Free tour. Fuck yes.
Yeah.
So we learned, one, that that it wasn't these, deep lakes. It was these little shallow, like, marshes.
Yeah.
Two, tar is a human-made thing. This is oil.
Okay.
And three, they're not on La Brea. They're on Wilshire.
Oh,
so
well,
this is not the La Brea tar pits. This is the Wilshire oil bog.
Right. Yeah.
But it's crazy because this is an active site.
Mm.
There is an oil field underneath Los Angeles, and it still bubbles up today.
Okay.
So you're walking around, like I said, there's this park area, and scattered around the park are these orange traffic cones. And that is a spot where oil is actively bubbling up through the ground. And they literally will come out the next morning, and there will be a new greasy spot on the ground.
Huh.
And they'll be like, well, we've got to put a cone over here now.
And then Jed clamp it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is like, this is not just like, yeah, that happened way back then. It's going on now.
Yeah.
And
that was like the sulfur vents in Volcano National Park.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's in the middle of Los Angeles.
And you're
like La Brea tar pits. That's an ice age thing.
Yeah.
No, it is still, the oil is still bubbling up today. And there are like fenced off areas where it is still a fucking bog.
Sure.
Where the animals could get trapped in it today.
There's just a mammoth over there. Just
Hey, maybe they did. Giant sloth. Just that. Never mind. Too late.
Mm.
But like they're still finding deposits. Like the museum across the street from them wanted to put in an underground car park and found a pocket.
Oh.
And they were just like, okay. And so they got these giant wooden boxes that are like 8 feet by 8 feet, boxes. And they boxed up all the asphalt and they brought it over there. And they're like, we have been working through these 23 boxes for the last 15 years.
God damn.
And
we have gotten
through 7 of them. And the stadium being built just south of us just unearthed another 23 boxes or 32 boxes.
Fuck.
Oh
wow.
So they're like, if any of the kids on this tour are interested in being paleontologists, will still be doing this when you finish school. So,
job security.
Yeah, get good grades.
But we hope this inspires you to come work for us.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot. There's a lot. It's really fucking cool. La Brea Tar Pits was really fucking cool, y'all.
I just imagine that getting like one of those boxes of concrete is a lot like getting a box that is supposed to have like a 500-piece puzzle, but instead it's got several competing 500-piece puzzles.
Just a couple giant sloths and a mastodon. Yeah. But the reason it's taking so long is because they're not just looking for the big bones anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I mean, when the La Brea Tar Pits first became this, you know, paleontological wonder, it was, here's a bunch of mammoth bones, here's a bunch of giant sloth bones, here's a bunch of, you know, a lot of birds also in there.
Yeah, I could see that.
Now, they're going through that asphalt looking for seeds. They're looking for, fish bones. They're looking for all sorts of things. So they're really methodically working their way through this stuff. And they're finding... it is just
a wealth
hacked.
Yeah,
like you can. This is not like you go out there, you know, time team. They go out there and 3-day dig and they find like 5 pieces of pottery. This is like you cannot move 3 inches in this block of asphalt without hitting something.
you know,
it's insane. It's really really cool. The Brea Tar Pits, fucking cool. Anyway, moving on. Went to. Universal Studios. So that was our first day. Tuesday and Wednesday, we went to Universal. First day, we got the early access pass, went down to Mario World.
Yeah.
Right away. First thing.
Nice.
Played all the Mario stuff. They have these RFID like wristbands that you can get for the kids, and then you play the games and it like records your scores and stuff like that. And then you have an app on your phone and it like unlocks stickers and coins. And if you get 3 keys, then you can go into this like separate area to try to fight Bowser Jr.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ow.
Fucking awesome.
I know, right? So, so there's these like mini games that you have to go and play and you play those games and those give you keys, and if you get, like I said, you get 3 keys, you get to go face off against Bowser Jr. The Mario Kart game was super fun. It's like you put on like VR headsets, so you're going through the ride, but you also have this augmented reality over the top of you that you're playing, like you're shooting shells at Koopas and stuff like that.
Oh, that's
and trying to get a high
super
score.
Fun. Yeah,
like and and if you get a high, if you get like 100 coins in that game, then you get like a sticker in your app and stuff like that. It just
amazing,
all sorts of crazy stuff. Yeah. Like the kids were just fucking loving every second of it.
Just the kids, though,
just
right?
The kids,
yeah.
Just the kids.
Yeah,
but Mario Land was so much fun. Thoroughly enjoyed Mario Land. Great time. Then we got done with that, and so Universal Studios in Hollywood is built on a mountainside.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So like half of it is on the top of the mountain, and half of it is at the bottom.
Hmm.
And there's a series of escalators that get you from the upper tier to the lower tier.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario, so like the entrance is on the upper tier, and Mario World is back of the bottom tier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we went through the entire park to get to Mario, and then we turned around and we came back. But also down at the bottom, in the lower tier, is where the Jurassic World is, where the Mummy is, and Transformers is down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move them in the upper lot, and that's where you have, like, Despicable Me, and Harry Potter World, and Springfield from Simpsons.
Oh, hell yes.
And that's where you have, like, a lot of the old Hollywood stuff, like the DeLorean is up there, things like that. So, very, very cool. Had an immensely fun time. Just, like I said, we spent 2 days in that park. We went on every ride least once. Life of Pets a couple times. The kids went on Despicable Me a couple times. Simpsons a couple times. My wife was having none of that. Universal really, really likes their motion simulators.
Yes.
Where, you know, like Disney they've got a lot more room to spread out, and they can actually have roller coasters and stuff. These are just like you sit in one place, and the chair moves around, and your screen moves, and you get really sick to your stomach.
Yeah,
but you don't go anywhere.
Yeah,
and like over half of the rides are motion simulators.
Yeah,
so like I went on all the rides. But I didn't go on all the rides more than once.
Right.
After the Harry Potter one, especially, because the Harry Potter one is really long.
Oh, gotcha. Mm.
That's a really long ride compared to a lot of the other ones, and it's a motion simulator and stuff like that. So, like, I got off that one, and I don't get sick during roller coasters or anything like that. Yeah. And I walked off this one going, I need to sit down.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, because depending on... There's a whole fucking science of proprioception and the way that it links in with simulated motion. And
it really messes. Like, the first night I went to bed and my brain was still trying to, like, realign with my ear. Like, I would have vertigo? Moments where my vision would kind of go, like, just like, whoa, okay, which way is up? Like, it really fucked with my brain, like, hard. But it was so good. You know, like I said, we wandered around through Springfield.
Yeah.
Springfield was so good. Just all the stuff you wandered through.
Yeah.
And
I can imagine, like, especially if you grew up watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Like, if you were born in the 80s or the early 90s, when Simpsons was peak, that would be the most fucking surreal experience.
I mean, it's got Lard Lad Donuts, and it's got Moe's Tavern, and it's got the Duff Brewery, and it's got the Quickie Mart, and, like, all of that's there. Like, Moe's Tavern, you go in and get a drink, and I did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and like, the Quickie Mart, that's the gift shop.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, it was.
Did they have Bort license plates?
Oh, that would have... I didn't look, but...
God damn.
But yeah, it was just all sorts of crazy stuff. And just some of the details. Like, we went in the Despicable Me, and the line, while we were waiting to get in, they had this beautiful lion head, you know, like taxidermy lion head on the wall, and in the lion's head, mouth was a dog. And in the dog's mouth was a cat, and in the cat's mouth was a mouse, and in the mouse's mouth was cheese. It's just adorable. Just adorable. And like
something to look at for your brain to be interested in while
you're standing and
wandering around.
Just all the and like when before you get inside the Despicable Me ride, like just the facade of buildings that you're walking along.
Sure.
Like there's a bunch of doorbells. And if you ring the doorbell, like minions will laugh at you on the other side of the door. Like just little things like that, just kind of scattered all over. Little Easter
eggs. I like stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. And then we, like, at one point we went on the Transformers ride on the second day. Mm-hmm. And, like, again, my wife was like, no, I can't ride this. She will get sick, so I took the kids on there. Mm-hmm. And we got off the roller coaster, and I looked at my phone, and there was a text. And it was like, Starscream or Optimus?
Optimus.
Get out.
Why? I mean, Starscream's a jet, but...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but she was in the gift shop.
Okay.
And had found, you know, the metal 3D models that you can put together?
Mm-hmm.
She had found Gen 1 3D metal models of Optimus and Starscream.
Wow.
And I... got surprisingly choked up.
Yeah.
Because, like, the new Transformers is, it's fun, you know, but this was Gen 1.
Yes.
This was a, and, like, I'm holding the 3D model metal thing for Gen 1 Starscream, and I'm tearing up. Because I was so, like I said, I was just like, I didn't know I was going to get emotional over this, but suddenly I was. And don't get me wrong, Starscream, annoying.
Yeah.
He's a bit of an asshole.
Sure.
I get it. But little kid me was like, he's the fucking coolest.
He turns into a jet.
He turns into a jet. Optimus turns into a truck.
Right.
Starscream's cool. but so I absolutely bought a t-shirt with a bunch of Gen 1 characters on it.
That's great.
It's got like Unicron and Starscream and Ultra Magnus and Soundwave and Shockwave and like all these other characters.
I so badly wanted Soundwave to be a good guy. What a cool fucking toy that was.
Yeah. It was real good. And RC is on there, as you know, stuff like that. Again, all Gen 1 stuff. So yeah, just like that classic retro look. Oh, it's so awesome. Nice. But yeah, then we were in, like I said, we were in Springfield, and I was like, I really should get something for AON.
My God.
So I got a thing.
Oh, shit.
And of
what's
course,
happening
what are you going to get? Two drunkards than koozies.
Oh my God. But I don't drink beer.
But I don't care.
No, cake. It's the little cake is really selling this to me. Listeners.
Yeah.
So this is a koozie for Duff beer.
Duff, man.
But it's got a little cape on it.
It's a Duffman koozie.
It's Duffman.
Duffman.
For Duff Can't beer. Breathe. Oh my God. All right.
I love it.
All right.
So yeah, got those.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it's got a nice bottom to it too. Like,
yes. Duffman's got a good butt.
yes, that's what I said.
Yeah. This cape is weirdly fun. Yeah, that's I finally have a quiet fidget for the show.
It's about time.
Yeah, but so yeah, did you that for a couple days? It was Thank a you. Great time. We really thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And then the last day, we went to like see the Hollywood sign.
Sure.
You know, we went to the overlook over the Hollywood Bowl and got to see that and see the Hollywood sign in the distance. And then we went to the Walk of Fame, saw a bunch of stars. We went to Grumman's Chinese Theater. We saw the handprints in the cement there in the square. I found and got a picture of myself with the Buster Keaton star.
Tripping over it.
No, I'm actually squeeing quite a bit on that one. Yeah. Just I've got so many pictures of just all the different famous people from there. We went up into the Hollywood Hills to the observatory and stuff like that. And then we flew home, and it was a great time. And then on Friday, I went back to work
because
I had burned through all of my PTO by that point. I was back at work on Friday, and we came in. We were supposed to fly out. And I think our plane was supposed to leave about 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to get home then at like 11:30 local time. Because it's a 4-hour flight and a 2-hour time zone difference.
Yes.
Right. So it was going to be late. So the plane finally arrived at LAX at about 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then we finally took off around 6:30.
Okay.
It was a Boeing jet. They were tightening down all the bolts.
So we got back to Minnesota, and it was raining and flooding and stuff like that, which is probably why our flight was delayed in the first place.
Right.
But then by the time we landed, it was like midnight, and half the terminal had gone home.
Yeah.
They were done with their shift.
Yeah.
So we landed, and there were 8 planes on the tarmac in front of us.
God damn.
Oh, my
goodness. So we sat on the tarmac for another hour as the planes, one by one, went to, like, the only open gate at that hour.
Oh, my God.
And so we finally, it was like 1 o'clock 1:30 or something by the time we finally got off the plane. And
wow.
So how was work the next day?
Long time.
I finally rolled into bed at 2 o'clock, and then I woke up and was at work by 8. And I was not happy about it.
No, that's...
But, yeah, it was really rough, but totally worth it. We had a fantastic time, and that is why I have been gone for the past couple weeks.
Well.
All right, Jen, you can come back to reality here.
I'm still playing with my Duff Cape.
Okay.
Duff Cape.
Duff Cape.
Yeah.
Cute. This,
I know.
So cute.
I knew. I was like, I know Jenna doesn't drink, but it's. She's gonna like this.
It is really cute.
It's very adorable.
Yeah. No, I was super, super pleased with these.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Duff Man.
What my favorite thing about this is that my spouse and I have a habit of saying super something, and then like waving our hands like it's a little cape because of a long-standing joke that it's exactly like the regular thing, but just with a cape on it.
Sure.
It makes it super
no
something.
No
so this is great. This is perfect.
So,
I'm just excited to see the look of jealousy on my partner's face.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you have a partnership, right?
Of course.
Totally. Competition.
Yeah. Competition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. One-upmanship. Absolutely. Yeah.
And then we got back, and we have been doing adventures with our kids. We put a bunch of adventures in a jar.
Yeah.
And the kids will draw an adventure every day, and that's what we'll do that day. You know,
and cool.
If I'm working, my wife will go and do that with them. But if it's like a weekend, I will go as well. And they, you know, they've done all sorts of fun little adventures. Like, we went to the Arboretum, the Landscape Arboretum yesterday, which was a grand time. It was lovely. We just spent the afternoon at the Arboretum wandering around the trees. Yes. It was lovely.
Amazing.
Absolutely had a great time. And then today they drew Have a Spa Day out. And so the three of them went and got pedicures and stuff like that.
That's fantastic.
The way your wife said it was, they got their first pedicures today. And I'm like, is that a milestone that I missed with my daughter? I mean, I know about first haircut, and I know about first day of school, but I don't think we've ever done first pedicure.
I have also not had my first pedicure. But there's a second jar.
It's pretty fun.
There's a second jar.
Yeah.
There's the adventure jar, and there's a craft jar. So the craft jar is, if like we're busy, we can't go off and an adventure somewhere, but they just don't know what to do at home.
Okay.
Sure.
My daughter drew the other day. She drew plan a fancy dinner.
Oh,
nice.
And she did. She went all out.
Did she really?
Oh yeah, she did great.
Ooh.
She handmade a menu to present at the table before the meal.
Mm-hmm.
We had mocktails. We had
A
salad course. She had an appetizer course. She had a protein course. We had a dessert.
Wow.
My God.
I was the chef that she, you know, was working through.
Sure.
But we prepared a lovely salad, garden salad.
Salsa cursing and smoking in the kitchen. What do you mean they sent it back?
So there's me, you know, and my daughter was like, I'd like everybody to get dress up fancy. She put out like the fancy tableware. We used the china.
Nice.
Everybody got dressed up in fancy clothes.
Yeah.
We had a four course meal with each remove, you know. It was delightful. It was absolutely delightful.
So fantastic.
That's amazing.
And they're so looking forward to finding out what they're gonna draw from those jars tomorrow. You know,
that is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
So good.
Parenting done right. Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I need to call my daughter after this. You just, sorry, I was a single mom that couldn't have adventure jars.
My dad gave me one of his old, like, 1950s science textbooks. That just had a bunch of like do it at home science experiments, like build your own telegraph and stuff. That's the reason I know a lot of that weird obscure shit.
I gotta say, though, Jenna, if you called your daughter tomorrow and said, hey, let's get pedicures together, I think she'd...
She'd be really confused, actually. Yes.
She'd be confused, but
Mom,
I think
are you dying?
Okay, maybe
I guarantee
not.
It.
Yeah, maybe and not. My yeah. daughter, no, she's not a pedicure girl. And I'm not a pedicure girl either, okay. actually, so...
I've never gotten a pedicure. I want to get a pedicure. That, I want to experience it.
I'm very ticklish. And I've experienced a range of responses to this.
I want to get the fish eating your toes.
Nope.
I would try it.
I want to... Yeah. Exactly. I want to try it. I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I want to try it.
I have sensitive feet, and I'm very weirdly protective of my feet.
Mm, same.
The fact that Joe is allowed to touch my feet is actually kind of a form of intimacy for
us. Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, definitely.
I don't trust people with my feet.
Right.
So,
he gets pretty good. Again, I've never had one, and I am curious to find out.
Because I'm so ticklish, I will start laughing in the middle of some parts of the process, and I have had...
And scare them with your booming...
Well, I mean that, but also just, like, to the point where I'm, like, having difficulty keeping my legs still because I'm like so ticklish, and some folks have just, you know, we're just gonna move on to the nails, we're just gonna but one or two of them have just clamped me in an iron grip
and locked eyes
and just let me, they're like, it's, you're gonna laugh,
this is gonna happen,
but I'm doing my fucking job. Yeah,
right, give them a tip.
I did yeah.
Anyway, that's my adventures, and that was like as abbreviated as I could make it, because there was a lot.
I'm sure you had so much more happen.
Yeah, it was real good.
A few weeks worth of stuff.
I'll show you all pictures later.
Okay.
Hell yes.
Excellent.
But we're gonna take a break now.
Okay.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Explain to me in great detail what you mean, James.
Oh, God, don't give him that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. And we're back.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
Explain to me in great
detail. No. Bad salsa.
How about a fast five?
Fast five!
Oh, yes, that's much better.
That's
Thank
much
you.
Better, yes. We're not going to go on forever about this. Today's fast five comes to us from... The committee.
Oh, God damn it. Not committee.
The evil
league
of evil.
The committee.
Opening
or is it? Oh. Or is
right.
it?
Right.
Fuck.
Opening thoughts? We have returned.
Oh my God. All right.
Question number one. Soup or salad?
Oh, God. You know.
Soup.
It really depends on what's being offered. What kind of soup?
Yeah?
Because, like, a salad, is, and, like, salad, like, that's particular, too. I like I like spinach salads, mixed greens.
Yeah.
But if it's going to be some shitty iceberg whatever bullshit.
I would do away with the soup.
You would do away with the soup?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not a, you don't love soup.
No, I'm not a soup person.
I would choose soup over salad. Pretty much always. But that is the only place where you and I disagree on things.
But like, okay, so here's the deal. I don't like tomato soup, yeah, and I don't like iceberg lettuce salad.
Do you like a tomato salad?
But if I had to choose,
what about
between
an iceberg
those,
lettuce soup?
Would you shut your fucking mouth?
Depends on how long you leave it in the drawer, I guess.
Oh, God. Oh, ew, why? Oh.
You were saying?
I don't know that I want to keep talking anymore. No, if I had to choose between tomato soup and, like, one of those shitty Dole's iceberg salads.
Sure.
I would go with the Dole's because I really don't like tomato soup.
Really?
I hate tomato soup.
Yeah, fair.
The smell of tomato soup makes me feel nauseous.
It's like sauerkraut for me.
Yeah. Mm. Everybody has their thing, and that one's fun.
Right. Yeah, but made with tomatoes bread. And... that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot. God damn.
Yeah, no, pumpernickel bread makes me nauseated.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Yeah, me too.
No, I love all the things that you folks hate, apparently, is the problem that I'm having. I love pumpernickel bread, tomato soup,
you can
sauerkraut.
Have mine.
Yeah,
all right.
I will.
Question number two. Cloud or squall?
Squall.
I'm going cloud.
Ah.
Final Fantasy VII, man.
I got stuck on Final Fantasy VII before I got stuck on Final Fantasy VIII.
Final Fantasy was not nearly as good as VII.
There were things that I liked a lot more.
It had a cool mechanic where you could gain their powers by defeating them, but that was about it.
That is about it. But I also, I don't know.
Final Fantasy VII is the best.
Okay,
thank you.
I do have a story. It's not really a story. It's just an awesome thing I did.
It's more of an observation.
I managed to find a copy of Final Fantasy VII for Bill for Christmas one year. And I was the best wife for at least 3 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. If I were picking between the soundtracks, I personally enjoy more of the Final Fantasy VIII tracks.
Really?
Than I like a bunch of the Final Fantasy VII tracks, but I like more of the Final Fantasy VIII soundtrack than I do the Final Fantasy VII. But Final Fantasy VII, Aerith's theme and the Sephiroth's one-winged angel is
so
iconic. You can't top that.
No.
That is a fan favorite.
Yeah.
People love that way more than they love Liberale Fatale. They love that way more than the...
But also... Final Fantasy VII has just the most iconic heartbreaking moment in any video game ever.
Truly. Yep. Yeah. Holy fuck.
So much.
Fans were crushed.
I remember
decades.
Being
until
angry.
The remake fucked it up.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I'm gonna go cloud.
Yeah.
It's the same moment, but in order to answer everybody's question about why you can't just use a fucking Phoenix Down, she's got a Do Not Resuscitate bracelet.
Yeah.
And that's the...
Do you really not know about the
what they do in the remake?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
She lives.
But... No, she doesn't.
No, but that's the point, is at the end of the remake, the end of the game, the original game, is not the end of the remake. Because at the end of the remake, time tries to correct itself.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Exactly.
Okay.
Nope.
Exactly.
Huh. Nope, that is some Americanized bullshit.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yeah, no, original, straight.
I mean, the question might be, which remake is more bullshit?
Still seven.
Still seven, that's fair.
Question number three. Robots or dinosaurs?
I have robots.
God damn it.
I don't know, robots. So dinosaurs
don't
are so
make me
fucking
choose.
Cool.
I was majorly into dinosaurs as a kid. I can't remember anything about them, but I know I had like the little wooden skeleton that you could put together.
Yeah.
And I had like plastic dinosaurs and had books on dinosaurs. Dinosaurs are cool.
I went through a dinosaur phase like everybody, and then started having nightmares after watching Jurassic Park.
I have been watching a lot of Transformers the past few days.
Hell yes.
Again, I had a surprisingly emotional response. We got home and I was like, kids, you've got to see the original 1986 movie. It is so good. The 1986 movie is so
good. Aerith moment.
No, that's exactly it. I was just like, kids, we've got to see this movie. And it was like, okay, it's getting to be too late. You go to bed. Send the kids to bed. I go downstairs. I'm like, I can't wait. I got to watch it. And I watched it. And I went, oh.
Yeah.
This begins where the TV show ends.
Yes, it does.
And so, aside from the fact that Optimus dies in the first 5 minutes, spoilers.
Yeah, for a 40-year-old film.
God.
I know. Aside from that, and also Ultra Magnus getting killed and Starscream getting vaporized.
Right.
And, like, all this other stuff. Aside from all of that, like, they don't have any setup. It's just the movie's starting.
Yes.
Optimus is dead. Ultra Magnus is doing the thing. Yes. Hot Rod's doing the thing. Off you go. There's no introduction, no explanation. Just here we go. And so I was like, even if all of the didn't happen, the kids would still be asking me nonstop, what the fuck is going on the whole time.
Which is correct. Yeah, so you play the intro theme to the original cartoon, which, because it was made in the 1980s, contains all of the information that you needed.
So then I started watching other series just to be which ones would the kids like? So, I'm just watching a bunch of them, and I'm enjoying them all immensely.
I watched shit out of the original, but I have to say Beast Wars was probably my favorite.
Beast Wars is by far one of the best that they have done.
Yeah.
Robots in Disguise is way too cartoony anime, and that like soft anime, like round, everything's super rounded. And like,
and that's the one where they've got like super long legs and like they're very human shaped instead of robot shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like everything's very angular.
Yeah.
You know, like that like anime hair on a robot.
On a robot, yeah.
Yeah, I was not into that one. But
I think that was coming out when we were working together at that place that we
possibly all
worked.
I'm watching
the one we all worked at, not just the one that the two of you worked at.
But I'm watching Prime right now.
Oh.
And that one's pretty good. I think that's the one I'm going to show the kids.
Nice.
It's got
Bumblebee one.
Yeah, it's
the Bumblebee movie is
Bumblebee
so good.
Bumblebee could go fuck himself.
Have you seen the Bumblebee movie?
The movie is actually
the Bumblebee movie is okay. Bumblebee is a character. I don't know why he became.
Bumblebee was always my favorite. I know that this doesn't surprise
why?
You.
Why? Hot Rod A was way cooler.
Well, that's why he got the Matrix of Leadership.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And becomes Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, like, just like Soundwave.
I mean, Soundwave is fucking kick-ass. I always wish that Soundwave was a good guy, because that toy was amazing. I said it before.
There was one of the characters on the shirt that I got.
Yeah.
It's the dog, like the Transformers dog, who turns into a little cassette tape.
Yeah.
And I was explaining this to my kids, that he turns into a cassette tape
and
he jumps he jumps into Soundwave's chest, and he turns into a boombox. And and the kids were like, but why? And I was like, because
it's awesome.
He's a cassette that, and this was, but they've never, they've never seen a boombox before.
What the
fuck
idea.
I'm talking about? It was just, they were just, but why can't he just do that? And I was like, no, this is an exercise in futility. Ravage, that's his name.
Mm.
Ravage. But like, yeah, I don't know why everybody latches onto Bumblebee. Or at what point Bumblebee suddenly turned into a sound synthesizer as opposed to a talking robot.
I remember that happening in my childhood, but I don't remember where.
I think it was Robots in Disguise is where that kind of started.
So Robots in Disguise,
it might have been previous to that, but...
Isn't the one that I'm... it must not be the one that I'm thinking of.
I'm sure somebody knows out there when Bumblebee stopped stopped talking and turned into just a but why? I've never liked Bumblebee. Anyway, so I'm going to go with robots just because right now I'm fully also Grimlock is both.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were the three dinosaurs that could be combined together. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking they had several series
of interlocking
super robots. Yep. It was three trains.
Yep.
In
the original, it was Devastator.
Devastator
in the original
construction equipment.
Yep, the construction. Yeah. The Constructicons.
Yeah, Constructicons
became Devastator. That was in Gen 1. Mm-hmm. Later the dinosaurs got together. It was Grimlock was the Tyrannosaurus.
Right, there the was one with the speech impediment.
Yep, there was the Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
The Brontosaurus, the Triceratops, and the Pterodactyl. So five total.
Yeah.
Mm.
Just watching these.
And later, five high school kids with attitude piloted them to fight Rita Repulsa.
I gotta say that Voltron was awesome.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Voltron was my first favorite.
So robots,
favorite
Voltron cartoon. And Transformers. Yeah. Robots. Okay.
Dinosaurs.
Okay.
All right.
Question number four. Steam or email? Email.
How do you communicate with your friends more? It's Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Steam, like the video game Steam.
Yeah.
I was thinking steampunk. Steam. Or email.
Email punk is, I think, the genre that we're coming up with that is all early 90s.
All the kids are like, you're sending emails? Why don't you just text them?
Yeah.
With your Hotmail account?
Yeah. Don't text when you can DM.
I'm going to email.
Don't call when you
email.
Can text.
I'm still going email, I think.
And don't email.
Don't ever. Email.
Yeah.
I don't actually do a lot through Steam other than purchase and play games.
Yeah, that's all I do with it, too.
I'm going to say email.
If I were going to play chess with somebody, I think I would probably rather do it through email.
I would only do it face-to-face.
So you can...
I don't even like
stare
chess.
Them down. Intimidation game?
I played chess with Jessa because she wanted to play chess, but that was it.
If I'm going to play a game that requires that much thought, I can't take a break.
Mm.
I can't stop and walk away and stop thinking about it and then come back and reassemble my brain. I need to have it. The game is happening now or it's not happening.
Yeah. That's fair.
Email. Yep.
All right. Question number five. Wood or metal?
Wood. I prefer wooden decor.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's more you can do with wood in general. The inner 12-year-old in me just giggles every time someone says wood. Go wood.
Yeah, I also prefer wood. It just feels more natural, and it's got the wood grain, and it's beautiful.
Sure.
Metal is just sterile and steer, and I don't like it.
I miss when everything had faux wood panel stickers on it. Like, all electronics were legally required to
have
look
that veneer.
Like they had been partially assembled in the forests of Sweden or something.
No, yeah. I disagree with you on this one. But
yeah, you're welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
All right, let's find out what all this means.
Yeah.
Question one, Super Salad. Which is gazpacho?
You motherfuckers.
It's a soup.
It is.
It's a soup.
It is a soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cloud or squall? I don't get what... Okay. Cloud or squall. Which is better for book reading? A sunny beach and lounge chair, or a cozy love seat during a thunderstorm?
Gotta change
to squall.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's like I was right by accident.
Yep. Question number three, robots or dinosaurs, which was the more traumatic cartoon death? Optimus in Transformers, the movie, or Littlefoot's mother in Land Before Time.
Oh, shit.
Land Before Time.
It is absolutely Land Before Time.
Oh, my God.
Optimus was going to come back.
Yeah. Littlefoot's mother never came back.
She was gone.
Yeah. Plus, like, Optimus died, but had time to pass on the Matrix
of Leadership. And it was the spiritual path.
There was a rock song. There was closure. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They didn't play You've Got the Touch when fucking Littlefoot mom. That did not happen.
I just say how I loved the Transformers, the movie? They were just like, okay, we've got to put all the pop songs in here.
Yep.
Okay, well, You've Got the Touch. And what's the biggest song out right now?
Dare to be stupid. Yeah.
So there's a fight scene in the middle of the movie where they play a Dare to be Stupid.
with the junkyard box. Yeah.
With Eric Idle. Yeah.
Just
Dare to be Stupid. What? Watching that now as an adult, I'm just like, what were they thinking?
Cocaine. They were thinking
lots of cocaine.
So much cocaine.
They were on cocaine and they wanted to buy more cocaine.
Absolutely.
And this was how cocaine
Littlefoot's mother.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That was worse than Artex.
Holy fuck.
Absolutely.
That one's a close call for me.
No, way worse. All right. Question number four, Steam or email. Which AON feature do you check less? Feedback at AON.com or the Steam group? I don't think feedback at AON.com works anymore.
I think it does.
Does it?
I can double check it, but
I don't know if it works anymore.
Well, because I had to change a bunch of stuff recently.
Do we still have that in the promo?
Probably.
That's a great question.
We might need to re-record these. Thanks for bringing that up, committee.
No, I'm pretty sure it does work. I just don't think anybody uses the damn
thing. Yeah.
Also, the Steam group. I check it. I do check it every Christmas.
There is that.
I suppose.
When we start doing the Secret Santa.
That's the thing.
So, the feedback one. All right.
I remember when we actually used to use that
We used to use a lot of things. Like,
there was a time.
Good judgment.
We were young.
Question number five. Wood or metal? Which is a more fun word to say? Xylophone or glockenspiel?
Marimba.
No, that is not one of the options.
No, that's not one of the options.
So,
marimba.
No, it's not one of the options.
Glockenspiel is way more fun to say.
Glockenspiel is funnier.
I think glockenspiel is more fun to say.
Agreed.
Yeah, plus you get a lot of practice saying xylophone because almost all books that have you go through the alphabet and almost all...
Yeah, the X is going to be X-ray.
When you play the alphabet game in improv, somebody's going to say... Fucking xylophone. Probably.
Yep.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or xenophobia.
Or xenophobia is getting a lot of play. And
can't imagine why.
That and the Republican Party.
Closing thoughts. We know we were missed. It is our burden to bear.
Aww.
We do love you.
If you would like to send a Fast Five, and of course you know you do.
Or get together with your friends and send in a Fast
Five. Send one as a group. Go to AONpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's that easy. It goes right to us, and then we read it on the air, just like this. Yeah. We just did it.
We just did the form.
Yep. So does anybody have a shout-out?
I want to give a shout out to gays and the pride and the rainbows and shit.
Yeah.
Because I did the block party and I did some pride things and it is nice to just be able to run into other people while you're doing those things and being like, oh yeah, yay, go us, we're cool. And then it's nice. Yay, pride.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out to a friend of the podcast who I will maybe feel like, I'm not going to name this person, but they know who they are. They just had a tiny baby.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The baby.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I have my own picture of
it. Oh, man. I've been following... Mm. They've been providing updates on what fruit is a comparable size to the child as this entire pregnancy has progressed, starting with, like, a pomegranate seed. Well, probably before, when it was, like, a mustard seed or something. But, yeah, just, like, it's been so exciting, and we're all just so fucking happy.
Yay, baby.
Yeah.
Yay, baby.
A baby.
Yay, baby.
I'm going to give my shout out to, we'll do Doc 6 Pottery. Mm-hmm. My wife and I did a pottery date night.
Ooh, la,
there, yeah. It was wine date night. Ooh, so we were allowed to make pottery on pottery wheels and drink.
On pottery wheels.
Yes.
Salsa kept trying to set his drink down, and they're like, stop that.
Stop
that
doing that. Yeah. the whole room is spinning. Whee! What are you talking about? It is bring your own booze, but, like, you know, a couple people having a little bit of wine and throwing some pottery.
It sounds wonderful.
And so you get to make as many pieces as you want, then you get to keep three.
Oh,
nice.
Amazing.
So they dry it and fire it and glaze it for you, but you do the actual throwing, which was shit tons of fun.
Hell yeah.
I kind of thought you'd enjoy throwing clay.
Yeah, I enjoyed it immensely.
He likes throwing everything.
It was really interesting finding the differences between that and wood lathe turning.
Right. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're both similar concepts. It is the medium on a road thing. But, like, whereas with the wood, it is cutting away, purely cutting. This is moving.
Like guiding, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the concept of working in the round by working on one slice, one spot, and that affects everything, like, that had that. Mentally got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, you gotta work really slowly, otherwise, like, the clay shifts and then everything is lumpy and weird and funny. And it's just like, nah, it takes a lot of patience. A lot of patience. I'm not good with patience. But we had fun.
I kept, like, sneaking into pottery class in high school because the art teacher was an art teacher and therefore kind of a stoner. And also just really didn't care, probably.
As long as kids are interested in art, let them.
Other students kept stealing my work.
Oh.
Like, submitting it as theirs.
Oh.
Which is sort of flattering.
That's true.
But also, god damn, that was fun.
I mean, you weren't going to get credit for it anyway.
No.
But still. Yeah, no, that's kind of it was fun. I'd never done it before. My wife had never done it before. They sit you down. They show you how to do it. The first time, they walk you through step by step. They show you how to
sit. You watch 5 minutes of the movie Ghost. And
then off you go. But once you do the first one together, they're like, all right, off you go. Mm-hmm. You know, all you have to do is change the pressure you put here, and you get these different shapes and make whatever you want. Off you go. It was super fun. Enjoyed it thoroughly. So,
rad.
Doc 6 Pottery. Go to their website and find a date night.
Yeah.
Nice.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
Yes.
Oh, buddy, if you're going to be at Convergence, and you're going to wake up in the morning, which I know is not everybody's thing, but it is some people's thing.
If you want help waking up in the morning.
If you, too, have difficulties motivating yourself without some form of caffeine...
Hey, that's me!
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, from the hours of 8 a.m. to at least 1 p.m., come on down to the Jasmine Dragon, where we will have coffee. We will have Velasquez Family Coffee, the coffee of the con. We will have tea. Many varieties of tea.
Ooh, yeah.
And we will have cartoons. One variety of cartoon. One very specific variety of cartoon. And we do actually have a few other, like, smaller activities that we're going to have there as well. Yeah. So, So yeah, it is kid friendly, non-alcoholic, but most importantly, caffeinated. So come visit us. I will be there pretty much the entire time, I think. I'm pretty sure James will be as well.
Yeah.
Pretty close to, if not the entire thing. You and I need to figure out a few things, by the way.
Yes.
But, yeah. And, oh, man, our staff has been amazing at just making things happen without us. Like, we're just like, you could do this thing. And they're like, okay. And then they just make it happen.
Thing,
and
I'm
like, oh, well. All right, then. Great. So, yeah. Come on by and remember to tip all of your party rooms, including ours.
Yep.
Oh, buddy, I have put so much money into this goddamn thing.
All right.
I will be doing vilification tennis, and that's Friday night on the main stage. I will be participating in the big fat quiz of everything at Convergence, which is Saturday night. And I believe that's Saturday night at 10. And then at 11:30, I will be participating in the Pickup Line game show, which I'm fucking so excited about. I've written such incredibly stupid things for all of this. And then, of course, I'll be at the Jasmine Dragon as well. So, and then at the end of the month, get your tickets now. This is going to be the last Vil show for a few months because we don't do them during Fest right now. Mm-hmm. So August through until the end of October, this is your chance to see Vilification Tennis. The end of this month is the Choose Your Own Adventure Vilification Tennis show. I'm real fucking pumped about it. Mm. I love this. So, yep.
Cool. All right.
Any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, I love you, bye-bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this thing. Thank you to the committee for sending in that Fast Five.
Committee.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I
just go.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh shit!
We've got it on tape.
Oh